Nossa, escuta.
Today is April 11th, and the logbook.com's escape pod is still in orbit. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1970, the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission lifted off. It was intended to be the third manned lunar landing, but instead became a remarkable feat of engineering and survival, as the Apollo spacecraft was crippled by an explosion between Earth and the moon.
9, 8, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million pounds of thrust, and it is clear the tower.
13, Houston, go in 30 seconds.
In 1976, the Apple I computer was available for sale for the price of $666.66. The price was set as a practical joke by Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. And in 1980, after operating on Mars for 4 years, the Viking 2 unmanned lander signed off for the last time when its batteries ran out. It was originally designed to last only a few months. 4 years? Not bad. Born on this day in 1949, actor and director Carl Franklin, one of the few cast members to appear in both the pilot and the series episodes of NBC's paranormal sci-fi series The Fantastic Journey in 1977. He's better known now as a movie and TV director. In 1974, on this day, Tricia Helfer was born, everyone's favorite illusionary Cylon from Battlestar Galactica. On this day in 2007, author Kurt Vonnegut Jr. died. In 1999, a mysterious but familiar face returned to the Satellite of Love.
Hi, and welcome back to the Satellite of... Whoa! Hey, what's going on?
Why, it's Martin Van Buren, our nation's 8th president.
Hey, now there was another guy, and he was trying to say something. You see what?
Oh, it was probably Martin Van Buren again. And he was trying to say, hi, I'm Martin Van Buren, 8th president of the United States.
Mike, the ship is 10 years old. You got to expect these kind of malfunctions.
As Joel Hodgson appeared in the first episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000's last season, marking 10 years since the show's cable debut. And in 2001, Q made his final appearance in the Star Trek saga, as John DeLancey played the part of the omnipotent prankster one last time on Star Trek Voyager. His son, Keegan DeLancey, guest starred as Q's son. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.